toe-tapping music designed to put a smile on your face, a sparkle in your eye, a tap in your toe. Go ahead and show those big pearly whites. That's all right. We're here to put a smile on your face at Rosie on the House. Taking calls from all over the state of Arizona. We've got calls on hold right now from Prescott and Tucson and Scottsdale. They got in by dialing 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Scott's been on the hold the longest. Welcome, sir.
Hi. Hey, I put a new roof on about a year ago, and the roofers told me that, you know, if I take off my turbines and I can put this vent thing on there, and it should let out more air than the turbines. Well, this summer, my electricity bills were more than they were the year before, and it's just me who lives here, so I know I use the same. It's not like I have a bunch of kids, so it's the same amount of electricity. So it's got to be because of that vent and not the turbine. So I was wondering, do you know why that would be? Should I put turbines back on there?
How long have you listened to the program?
I listen to it every now and then for a couple of years.
Okay. I'm thinking that's not the case. Now, you do realize virtually every utility company had rate increase last year, right?
Okay, no, I didn't realize.
Yeah. And here's what I want to teach everybody below the Mogollon Rim in Arizona right now. If your attic is 600 degrees, it isn't going to drive your utility bill up very much at all. If in the middle of the summer your utility bill is $300, only half of that is air conditioning, $150. And only 10% of that has anything to do with the temperature in your attic. Only 10% of your heat load inside your house comes through the attic. So that is a real polite way for me to try and put a whole lot of companies out of business. Radiant barriers don't work. Power ventilating your attic doesn't work. And over-insulating your attic doesn't work. Okay, now that continuous ridge vent that has been installed in your house is probably about as good a vent system as you have. I like the turbines as well, as long as they can be mounted on the back side of the house and you don't have to look at them. They work very well too. There have been reports of the ridge vent causing some amount of roof leak in a driving rain. They haven't quite perfectly figured out how to solve that in a driving rain, which, you know, we can get fairly often in a monsoon storm. So I wouldn't have you get overly excited about cutting holes in a roof that's just a year old. Leave the integrity of the roof alone, and let's start looking at other places. Your energy bill can be pulled off the internet. Go back and pull one from two summers ago. Pull the one from last summer and just take a look and compare the actual kilowatts consumed, and then take a look at the actual charge for each kilowatt, plus all the whole left side of your bill is nothing but fees and surcharge taxes and charges and, you know. Take a look and compare both those really close. As a matter of fact, you know, I have someone that I know would help you do that for free. Steve Kep at Advanced Home Systems would go online and do a full analysis for you absolutely free. Tell him we talked on the air, and you can find him in our referral network at rosieonthehouse.com under energy management. Steve would do a complete free analysis for you from one summer to the next.
We appreciate the call. Let's see if I remember this right. 602-799-5656.
For Advanced Home Systems.
Yeah, that one got burned in my brain.
It just amazes me how many people get so upset about the temperature in their attic when it has, we've verified it over and over and over again. In fact, these are the same statistics the Department of Energy uses and the major utility companies. Only 10% of your air conditioning bill is attributable to any temperature that's in your attic. And then and especially you engineer types, y'all are the worst. Y'all put these power ventilators on the attic, and you're actually sucking the air conditioning out of your house, and you wonder why your bill goes up. You never, ever, ever power ventilate an attic. Never. Ever.
You gotta, that air's gotta come from somewhere, and if it's second.
But I bought it at Home Depot, and it's solar powered, so it doesn't cost me anything to run. Perfect. You're sucking the air conditioning out of your house for free.
Every second the sun's up.
When you need it the most. All right, I'm off that soapbox. Let's get to the next call.
That would bring us to, let's see, is this Richard in Prescott? Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I got a question about a Corian countertop. I live up here in near Prescott, and the Corian is on a on a kitchen island, and apparently they couldn't make it long enough in one piece. They had to add a piece to the end, and I'm getting a crack in that area, and it's getting bigger. I was wondering what I could do about that.
Well, boy, you have called on the perfect day, because if I didn't have Tom Riley here sitting next to me, I wouldn't know what to say. Tom, full-service design, build, remodeling contractor in Prescott for 30, how many years?
30 years.
Wow.
And how would you have him, how would you have him deal with?
Just go ahead and hit your on button on your mic. Thank you.
Because Mike Reesh is talking with his parents, which is okay. That's okay. That's all
30
right.
years. I've been in Prescott for 30 years. Now, as far as the Corian, is the crack occurring where the seam is between the two pieces?
I believe so, because it's really straight.
Okay, yeah. Then likely that is happening. Typically, with a Corian countertop, to try to repair the seam like that is difficult, if not impossible, to do. How big of an island is it?
It's around 4 foot by 6 foot, maybe.
Hmm. They should have been able to get a full piece for that.
Yeah.
But why they didn't, I don't know. I'm going to suggest that the best thing to do is either live with it or replace it.
Because it's getting bigger, and I'm afraid the end of it is going to fall off one day.
we'd be happy to come out and take a look at it for you, but I would tell you that replacing it is probably going to be in your best interest.
Who's your Corian applicator up in Prescott? Who would be your go-to guy?
Well, we use a company called Northern Arizona Woodworking, and they do a lot of various countertops. Yeah. There is nobody up in Prescott that specializes just in Corian.
Yeah.
So we have everybody has sort of wear several hats.
Yeah. Got to.
Yes, you do.
So, and the phone number at renovations?
Area code 928-445-8506.
And you can call and have Tom or Mike would come out and take a look at it, or you get the guys from the cabinet shop.
Yep, one way or another, we can get that taken care of for you, Richard.
Okay. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Taking a big jump from Prescott to Tucson. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
I've got a problem with a house in Tucson. It was built in 1948, and my roof is literally collapsing. The rafters are collapsing. The roof's sagging from end to end and from the pitch down to the sides. This roof was built with no ridge beam to speak of. There's a 1x4 for a ridge beam, and it's got 2x4 rafters on 24-inch centers with no bracing underneath. And it literally looks like an old horse the way it's sagging. And I can't get anybody to come out and even take a look. I've called 11 contractors. One guy showed up to give me an estimate, and I need to get two or three. What would you suggest?
Are you still sleeping in the house?
Yes, sir, we are.
You are. You're a brave man.
You've got no place to go. The one estimate we got was terrifying, the amount of money he wanted, and he wanted us to move out of the house lock, stock, and barrel for at least 2 weeks, and that's hardly an option for us. The wife works at home, and she needs phone and computer. We got nowhere to go. So
wow, this is, they just don't build them like they used to, huh? 1948. The 1x4 ridge beam doesn't upset me at all, but boy, the 2x4 rafters on that long a span without any center bracing, yeah, go ahead, Tom.
It seems to me that there's a couple of ways that I would go about it if I were you. My first thing would be to contact a structural engineer in the Tucson area and have that structural engineer come out, take a look at what can be done to reinforce the existing structure as opposed to coming back out and tearing out what's in there and putting in something new, a new roof structure.
Yeah.
Once you got that, once you have that solution in place, then I think you have an opportunity to go out and interview a few contractors and even ask the structural engineer who the which contractors he or she might recommend.
Now, I don't have a structural engineer in Tucson, but let me give you a few numbers, Jim.
Okay.
Arizona Foundation Solutions, they do a they were on last Saturday.
They start at the bottom of the house.
Pat Okerman has, but I mean, they deal a lot with structural engineers, and they've got to get the stamp. And many times, one of the first signs that they have is attic, and where the little telltale signs start to show themselves. 762.
4160.
And then our general contractor in Tucson is Assurance Builders.
Assurance.
546-9752.
Where are you in Tucson?
Grant and Alvernon, roughly.
Yeah, okay.
Can you give me that last part of that 546 number again, please?
You know, you had to ask me that after I bounced off. Yeah.
Sorry.
No problem. We'll get it to you off the air.
All right, sir.
Hang tight. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Join in studio with Tom Riley of Renovations. After this next segment, we're going to go into an hour of talking you through what to remodel first in your home. The kitchen or the bath.
The phone calls.
Or a bedroom addition for a new baby.
There you go. The phone calls this year have just been absolutely off the chart. It's like somebody opened the faucet, and we've gotten more phone calls for remodeling since the first of the year. We got the whole last half of 2013, and it isn't just us that are seeing this bump and boost in activity. They're actually seeing it pretty much across the nation. And if you're one of the people contemplating a remodeling project, you've got to stay tuned for the 10 o'clock hour, because we're going to talk to you about the things not to do and the things to consider. But in all that said, we're taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. And like that caller from Tucson, please call us before the roof falls in.
Before it falls in. That would be good.
Before it falls in.
You know, you could hear all kinds of economic experts and forecasters and predictors talking about the economy, this or that. You know, the best gauge on what's happening in real time is if you're driving around, how many concrete trucks are on the road? Because they're easy to spot.
That's nice.
Can be hard to spot, someone that may have a van, a work van. It's hard to see what kind of tools might be back there. Sometimes a graft, or, a very well-decorated or phone numbers on a truck, you still may not be very descriptive of what they do. Count the concrete trucks on the road. That's a great sign during the week of what real-time construction's like.
I hate them on the road, but I love seeing them.
And you see them a lot. There was a time there a couple years ago, man, you'd see a concrete truck, and you just start seeing contractors follow it like ants. Where's the work?
We'll be right back, y'all.